We are back. Michael Cohen with producer Nick Oren. Our feedback email, by the way, is ccrecap@gmail.com. Please send us a line. I always love to hear from you. Well, Democrats are calling for changes in our election law, saying that the current structure makes it difficult for those in the military or overseas to participate in the vote. David Kinesic, a Democratic House candidate in the 11th District. David, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, the State House 11th District, what area does that cover?
So the two full cities that we have are Garden City and Inkster, and then I have parts of Dearborn Heights, Westland, and Livonia, so five cities in total.
So what is it about our current election laws that make it difficult or more difficult for those in the military overseas and those simply overseas to cast their ballot?
Well, I think first and foremost, one of the proposals that we talk about is simply making it easier for voters to register across the state. For members of the military that are overseas, if you want to register and request a ballot, the current federal voter assistance program suggests that you do so 90 days in advance. So that means that if I want to vote in the November election, I should be sending in my request today, August 15th, to the Michigan Secretary of State. And so one of the proposals that we're talking about is movement to a statewide electronic voter registration system. We have a precedent for this in numerous other states across the country. In fact, the city of Detroit itself currently has electronic registration for voters. So moving to a statewide system, again, will help voters here within our state, but also those members of the military who are overseas who just want to simply make sure that they're registered and can request a ballot for our primary and general elections.
Okay. In terms of voting itself, is there any issue there?
Well, I mean, for us, one of the biggest problems that we've seen, and again, I'll turn back to the Federal Voting Assistance Program. In 2010, over 112,000 members of the military who requested ballots never received them. So they asked for the ballots, and they were never able to participate in the political process. And that was a 12% increase from 2008. So absolutely, we see a problem right now with members overseas who want to get a ballot, who want to participate, but aren't even getting the ballots in the mail.
So one proposal apparently is to allow overseas service members to return their absentee ballots electronically. Are we basically talking about voting online then?
Essentially it would be able to be where the Michigan Secretary of State could electronically send their ballot to a member of the military overseas. They'd be able to print it out, scan it, or what have you, complete the ballot, and then send it back electronically. As to the specifics of how that would work out, I'd leave that up to the Secretary of State's office. But again, we're not the only state that's looking to enact these proposals. There's many others across the country right now who currently have these in place. And the main problem that we're trying to address with that issue is right now in Michigan, if you want your ballot counted, it has to be in the clerk's hands by 8 p.m. on election day. And again, when we have problems where the ballots aren't even getting to our military members in the first place, or like what we saw this last primary election where the ballots are getting mailed out late, many of our military members are getting the ballots a week before the election period and not nearly enough time to complete them and return them with enough time for their ballots to be counted. And again, if you're overseas, they suggest that you send that military ballot back by October 6th. If it's for the November 6th election, a full month in advance.
This idea of electronic absentee ballots, do you think that should be expanded to all state voters?
You know, I think right now we're just focusing on making things easy for our military voters overseas. Is that a possibility that we could look into for the rest of the state? I really couldn't comment on the logistics that we would have to enact for that to be solvent. And again, I'm just trying to come at this from the angle of a member of the military who tried to participate in the voting process in 2008 when I was in Iraq and was unsuccessful because the ballot that I requested never even made it to the base that I was at.
I'm talking to David Kinesic, a Democratic State House candidate in the 11th District. So that's interesting. So you were in Iraq. You're saying you never actually received the ballot you requested?
Exactly.
Was it ever clear as to why that occurred?
Never clear. I tried to follow up with the Secretaries of State even after I got home from my deployment to try and figure out maybe if there was a miscommunication, even on my end, maybe on their end, and we weren't able to get any answers. And like I said, so many other voters in 2008 and 2010 went through the similar process. And for me, it's, you know, many of the members of our military, they signed up, they want to go off, fight for our country, protect our freedoms. We need to be doing everything that we can do to ensure that they're able to follow through on these freedoms, and voting is one of them.
I do want to ask you a little bit about your experience in Iraq. How long were you in Iraq?
I was there 2007, 8, 9, and 10. Between 8 and 9, I did have a nine-month break where I was back home here in the United States.
A very long time. You know, we do hear a lot about veterans returning, struggling with depression, with PTSD. What was your experience coming back, and what led you to decide to run for office?
Well, when I came back, I knew I was in a scout sniper platoon when I was overseas, and I knew that I didn't have many transferable skills from serving in the infantry like that. And so for me, I knew that I had to go back to college. I used the GI Bill, put myself through college at the University of Michigan, Dearborn, and I was going into education at the time, and I was actually at an event on the campus talking about the correction system in our state and what we spend on corrections versus education, and I actually pulled a state rep aside. And I told her, I said, you know, this is very frustrating for me, seeing where we are, in my opinion, misallocating state funding. And so she essentially gave me the whole quit talking about it, start doing something about it speech. And she suggested that I look into running for the state house. And back in December is when I filed. And here we are today. I'm fortunate enough to be the Democratic nominee for state rep down the 11th.
As you know, do you feel that having served, having seen combat, you have maybe a frankness that other state politicians may not have?
Well, I think I obviously bring a different perspective to the table, and for me, I try to cut out the BS as much as I can. You know, at the end of the day, for me, having been in the military and then come to serve at the university level, it's more of a public service issue. You know, what can I be doing to help everybody else in my community? And so for me, if we're not sitting there talking about what we can do to better the state, save our residents money, and really if I'm not doing everything I can, you know, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I feel like I'm letting the residents down. And again, I think that's just the military background that was drilled into me by the Marine Corps. I love working on behalf of others, and I love doing what I do.
Now, you're running as a Democrat. Have you always been a Democrat?
I have, and it's funny because, you know, in 2008, I mentioned about trying to vote in the election. I swear I was the only Democrat in the entire battalion. Obviously, the military has traditionally been quite a conservative institution, but so for me, it was kind of me against the world, I guess, in that situation. But again, I think my background in the military and my strong Democratic background, it's so far been great in terms of being respected and being heard by members on both sides of the aisle. And I think it's going to bode well for my constituents in the future, and hopefully I can do as much as I can for them.
I see. Well, certainly interesting. So the majority of your fellow military servicemen and women were Republican leaning. In fact, you know, we hear this a lot. I even had someone from the Romney campaign on earlier. They said that a Romney president would be much more supportive of the military than President Obama is. Obviously, they have their viewpoint on it. But was there a shift in sentiment from your perspective by military members from their views towards President Bush to President Obama?
Well, you know, I think on the whole, military members were supportive of President Bush in that he was supportive of us. He made sure that members of the military had the resources that they need when they needed them. But I've felt, and I've seen and spoke with many other Marines and members of the Army over time, that when President Obama came in and focused solely on doing everything we could to have a responsible drawdown in Iraq and a withdrawal of troops, the troops were happy about that. They were glad to be home and spending time with their family and their loved ones and not sweating in the 125-degree heat overseas. So I think President Obama is in good standing with members of the military. And I, for one, am happy to support him this election. I was happy to support him back in 2008, and I think the members of the military will do the same.
Tell me, though, I know obviously you're running for state office, but when you look at our continued presence in Afghanistan, what is your view on that? Do you think that at this point we should be completely out of that country?
I think that once, you know, once we've committed to a region, like we have in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to do right by our members of the military and do right by the individuals and members of that country. And I think for us to just completely up and pull out of Afghanistan right now, you know, in the blink of an eye, I think it would be, you know, have a negative impact on the members of the military community over there. And
even though we've been there for over 10 years and so.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I do fully support us drawing our troops down, bringing them home. You know, you get to a point where you're just looking at diminished returns on your presence there and what we're able to do for the people. I think the Afghani people are ready to rise up and take control of their own country, and I think we as the American military need to do everything that we can to support that.
Now, as far as state politics go, I'm guessing obviously you're not a big fan of the Republican agenda, although do you have any particular disagreements with Democratic state lawmakers and the way they've been opposing the Republican majority?
You know, I've been very happy that we've got some very strong legislators up there doing everything that we can to fight back against some of the proposals that we've seen coming out of the Republican legislature. First and foremost, especially down here in my district, we're talking about the pension tax on an almost daily basis. So I fully support 100% the repeal of the pension tax. I'm glad that we've got some good lawmakers up there fighting on that behalf. But overall, I mean, we still need to be doing everything that we can to put strong, principled Democrats in the House. I'm honored to have the opportunity to be one of those individuals.
Let me ask you,
the November election.
Is there anything about what Governor Snyder and Republicans have done that you are supportive of?
That I'm supportive of? You know, off the top of my head, I can't tell you anything. All I do every day is wake up to more and more attacks on the middle class, attacks on our unions, attacks on our senior citizens, our retirees, and our educators, and the students. So right now, I mean, I can't find anything that I would say I'm overly enthused about.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of making Michigan a more business-friendly state, the tax reductions that were made, do you at least support that, the elimination of the Michigan business tax?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I've said it time again in my policy proposals. I personally believe that the flat tax is the right thing that we need to do for our businesses. I think it gives them a level of consistency that they need to make sure that their business model is working for them each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, we need to make sure we're doing everything that we can to support our business community, especially our small business community in this state. But my problem is when we start doing so at the expense of other necessities, like public safety, like education, and that's where I see a severe shortcoming on behalf of the Republican Party right now in Lansing.
David Kinesic, a Democratic State House candidate in the 11th District and an Iraq War veteran. David, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, Ben Hale joins us from the University of Colorado, talking about his philosophical opinion piece in the New York Times all about the opulence veil. Very interesting stuff. That is next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.